Unmute Robin Cat. Hi.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is she on yet? Well, we're giving God glory. We're giving him praise. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We're so grateful to God for just celebrating life, as Dr. P.K. Roberts said this morning. And we again say happy 104th birthday to our wonderful Mother Oliver. We love you, we thank God for you, and we ask God's blessings upon you. Is that Robin?
Yes, it is. Glory to God.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your teamwork that you've given each one of us, Lord God. We honor you. We extol your greatness, and we thank you, God, for the glory. Thank you, Lord, for another year, victorious year for our dear Mother Oliver, a great year. And, Lord, you are beautiful. Thank you for our co-founders, Dr. C.K. Roberts Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord, for all the mothers in the house and for the TMC family and for the speaker that's going to come forward and give us a word, Lord God. We are ready to hear, to receive, to do, to be corrected, to be changed, to be loved on, because you are beautiful. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us so much, giving us your beautiful son. In the number amen. And I am going to turn the call over to our wonderful host. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, first let me say thank you to Psalmist Kaylin for ushering us into the presence of the Lord, and then to say thank you to our beautiful Minister Robin for greeting us with such Jesus joy. And of course, let me say happy, 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 happy 104th birthday to our very own Mother Oliver, for 104 years strong. So again, I say good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. We celebrated 9 years this past Friday on October 25th, 2010. The two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, is the reason why we could be here today. And we know this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. We have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, where all of our messages have been archived and recorded. And the theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hands of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Robin did, or as our graceful psalmist did, Minister Kaylin did, or you feel like hosting such as I'm doing, if you have a prayer request, or a praise report, please send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. The new morning motivational call is immediately after this call, Monday through Friday. A team of great leaders gives us vital information to help us moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you're being charged by your mobile company, there is a bridge number, which is 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and Diamond President Reggie and Queen Victoria will be taking us in, giving us the information we need. So now I'm going to get out of the way and let our mouthpiece with the message this morning come forward. Today, our minister is none other than Minister Rosalind Peters. Minister Rosalind is the president with Artist Life. She has been with the company for 10 years. Minister Rosalind resides in Bowie, Maryland, along with her husband, Sir John, of 35-plus years. Together, they have raised two boys and two girls to become responsible adults. She is a proud grandmother of nine. Minister Rosalind considers herself a diligent student of life. Minister Rosalind has a diverse background, holding an associate's degree in music, and she is also a certified culinary artist. Minister Rosalind is truly an anointed and heavenly appointed woman of God. She is a spirit and truth worshiper and praise leader, and she also loves to cook, read, and dance. Minister Rosalind's favorite scripture is, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," which is Philippians 4:13. I will introduce to some and present to others one of my very closest friends who I love, 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 love to life. Minister Rosalind, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Wow, 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 wow. God bless you, and congratulations to you, Prophetess Kaya. Good thing to say, prophetess. And I thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us and seating us in that psalmist. Minister Kai, this is a great, great day. You talked about posturing before the Lord. So, and I thank the co-founders and the founders of P.K. Robinson, Pastor Vanessa. And happy birthday to Mother Oliver. 104 years is a long time to be on this earth. So thank you for being alive here. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, our Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen, amen. Well, good morning, TMC family. Yes, yes, yes. I want to title my subject, my title here. I tell you, I've been struggling here, but God said just showing up isn't enough. Draw near to God. Just showing up isn't enough. Draw near to God. So you go to church every Sunday. Sometimes you show up for this call Monday through Friday. You pay your tithes, you sing in the choir, you serve on 10 ministries, but just showing up isn't good enough. Draw near to God. Drawing near to God isn't just a religious ritual or a duty. It's a path to great reward. Intimacy with God determines the health of your spiritual life, which translates into the health of all the other areas of your life, including the relationships around you. God wants you to be loved. He wants you to be affirmed. He wants you to be accepted, valued, comforted, healed, forgiven, and so much more. It comes by knowing him and drawing close to him. For those of you who have been there before would know that when you go to court, the court calls the order, there is a chant that says, "Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye." And it's a formality used in the official opening of procedures. It may include an announcement of the name and the jurisdiction of the court along with the name of the presiding judge. all persons having business before the honorable court are admonished to draw near and give their attention, for the court is now in session. Now, this procedure is also used in the Supreme Court of the United States, where many important laws are decided that affect the lives of our entire nation for years to come. I'm sure many of us would like to show up and ask for some righteous changes in the court. Now, if we were given the privilege, especially in today's political climate, if we were given that privilege, but you don't just show up and make demands. There are procedures that are needed to be followed. The first thing you need to do is answer the call. You must answer the call. All persons having business in this court are called first to draw near. But if everyone is in attendance, why call them to draw near and give their attention? It's simple. You see, TMC family, just showing up just isn't enough. Just showing up isn't enough to get results. If anyone really wants to achieve a victory in what they want, they must participate and show their intent by drawing near. That's coming close and giving their attention to the Almighty God. There is another court, guys. There is another court in which you must draw near and give your full attention. That's the court of heaven. God is seated on the throne of the most highest court, and he is making the same call to you today to draw near. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. That's in James 4:8. It says he has dominion over the earth, yet he is seeking one thing, guys. He's seeking one thing. That's you. That's you. Just showing up isn't enough. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. God doesn't just call you to draw near for his benefit. The more you abide in God's word and his presence, the more you will hear his voice, the more victorious and successful you will be in every area of your life. Drawing near to God is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of victory. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. A reward is a prize, an honor, a gift. That's what you can expect when you spend time drawing near to him. Now, what does it mean to diligently seek him? I looked that word up. The word diligent means persevering, attention, constant effort, persistence. In other words, when you draw near to God, you don't just do so once in a while or when the mood strikes. To diligently seek him is to drop the things that are stealing your time from reading the word and praying. Spending time with God becomes a priority in your life. It means when you have to go to work and you get up a little earlier to pray instead of neglecting the time with him. It is a persistent and constant effort on your part to draw near. Hebrews 11 says, he rewards those who diligently seek him. What does that look like? Some would call it pressing in. Not just pressing in in reading more word or praying more, but pressing into his presence. Pressing into his presence. I think about that woman with the issue of blood, how she pressed her way to Jesus in the crowd. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, and how that faith healed her. If you draw near to God, the reward is that he, in turn, will draw near to you. There will be a closeness between you and God, a fellowship, a friendship. Nothing is more precious than friendship with the Almighty God. When he draws near to you, the doors of communication are wide open. You can hear his instructions, his correction, his encouragement, and you will enjoy the rewards that come directly through that relationship. You need to draw near to God because when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all the truth. That's in John 16:13. When you are in tune with God, you get to follow him to a very special place known and accessible only to his followers. That is a place called truth. That's a place called truth. So some people think they know the truth, but they are deceived. God is the one and only truth. And he says he will lead you into this truth. Not just some truth, not just a little bit of truth or the truth that can comprehend, but all truth. What does that mean? If you're an entrepreneur, it means the Holy Spirit will show you how to increase your profits and reduce your expenses. If you're a parent, it means the Holy Spirit will show you how to settle the arguments between your children. If you're a student, it means the Holy Spirit will show you how to excel in your classes. God is the author of truth. If there is a truth to know, he is the one to reveal it to us. There is a story that came out of World War II that illustrates this perfectly. In the United States Navy, had a run into some serious trouble. Their ship was being sunk by the enemy faster than they could build new ones, a process which at that time took an entire year. Finally, they came up with a way that made it possible to build a ship in a single day. But there was one hitch. The process involved building the ship upside down, and when the ships were turned upright, the welds would pop and the ship would come apart. But the problem was presented to a deeply spiritual man who was a famous industrialist at the time. So I'll find out how to do that. And he, after days of praying and fasting, God showed him the welding formula that would hold the ship together, and it worked. Just one idea made it possible to go from building a ship in a year to building a ship in a day. So can you begin to see how God can prosper you through leading you into all truth? If you're facing a problem today, don't drag around trying to handle it yourself. Take Jesus at his word and start asking the Holy Spirit to give you the knowledge you need to solve it. Let your time with Jesus bring you into all truth and bring new insights into your job, into your family, into your finance, into your health. Tap into the truth he's placed in you. To draw near to God, you draw near to God because he will show you things to come, the future. Would you like to see it? Would you like to take advantage of knowing how to prepare for those things to come? I'm sure most of us would like to do that. This is one of the rewards of drawing near to Jesus. When you abide in him, you have access to an anointing with power that spans heaven and earth. The anointing teaches you all things. It causes you to know God's will in all situations, in any situation. That's walking in what the Spirit of God tells you to do. That's walking in victory. Victory doesn't come by walking on your own ability and your own mental capacity. You can turn on the news and see what's already happened, but God is the only one who can show you things to come. If we rely on what we know in the natural, we'll be defeated like everybody else. But if we abide in the anointing and the anointing abide in us, there won't be a single enemy that can defeat us in our lives. The Spirit of God will continually direct you. He will show you things to come. He'll reveal to you how to prevent problems and troubles. Even when tests and trials come, you'll walk right through them. You need to draw near to God because He will make you perfectly strong. Yes, He will. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's in Nehemiah 8:10. When you run into an impossible situation, one you just don't have the strength or the ability to handle, or you often are tempted to give up, and maybe it isn't just one challenge, but an onslaught of trials at one time, an illness, a strained relationship, bad news, a temptation you never thought you'd face. You don't have to face discouragement or weariness ever again. God knew the moment He created you, you need Him. That's why His word says His strength is made perfect in you. That's in 2 Corinthians 2:9. The word translated strength in this scripture is dunamis. It means God's miracle working power. Just think about it. When your human strength ends, that's where God's power begins. And He has promised that His miraculous power will bring you through. So don't wait for a crisis to come before you draw near to God. Build your relationship with Him so you are prepared when trouble comes. You need to draw near to God because He will give you everything you need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. There is a promise you need to know about in Matthew 6:33. It says that when you seek God's kingdom first and His righteousness, all things will be added to you. You don't have to struggle and fight to get what you need. It's all in the promise. Several months ago, I talked about putting God first. What do you need today? Is it joy? Is it healing? Is it a peace of mind? Is it a financial breakthrough? Is it a miracle in your marriage? To seek Him first sounds simple, yet it's a struggle for many of us. They feel irresponsible if they aren't worrying or working by their own strength. Sure, we are called to put forth an effort naturally, but to achieve the victory on our own. No matter what your needs or goals are, it is the wisdom that comes from the Word of God that will get you there. So commit yourself right now to do what it takes to totally saturate yourself with the Word of God. Use every available moment to read, to study, to listen, and to meditate on it. Draw near to the feet of Jesus through prayer and praise. Then watch. Everything you need and desire, even those things you ever never imagined would come for you. You draw near to God because He will anoint your natural abilities. The Spirit of God is on me because He has anointed me. That's in Luke 4:18. If God has ever called you to do something outside of what you would normally do, the first thing you thought might be, I can't do that. God is not looking for ability. He is looking for availability. I might be talking to myself here. It doesn't matter what you are in the natural. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how smart you are or what birth order or birth privileges you have or didn't have. The natural realm is no problem to God. He's got the ability, and He has the ability, and He will give you His ability. What He has to have is someone who will make themselves available to Him, someone who will draw near to Him and heed His voice. He is calling you today, TMC. It is beyond your own ability. draw near to God. Walk forth in faith, and God's ability will meet you there. Are you ready? Are you ready to experience the rewards of drawing near to God? When you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. He will guide you in all truth. He will show you the things to come. He will make you perfectly strong. He will give you everything you need and anoint your natural abilities. There is nothing you can't do when you have access to those rewards. Victory is yours now. So draw near to God and walk in it. So I just want to encourage you today to desire a greater connection with God and draw near to him, and he will come close to you. It is a step of faith, and it is challenging because of our busyness and our laziness. However, it is well worth the reward of knowing him more intimately, which will bless everything in your life. Amen. Back to you, our host.
Thank you, Minister Rosalind. What an on time and profound word. Showing up is not enough. Draw near to God. I'll be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God with our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God, for the word that she just brought forth on drawing near to you, O Lord. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you meet them according to your word, which is exceeding and abundantly more than we can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Lord, we pray right now for our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, be a hedge of protection around them. We pray for J.D. right now in the name of Jesus. We say pneumonia is a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. Send your healing virtue right now to J.D., O God, because we know that only you are in control, O Heavenly Father. So we thank you for his healing. We thank you, Lord, because we know you've already worked it out. Father, we ask a special blessing on Mother Oliver right now, Father. She has lived. You have given her the strength to live and press on 104 years, Father. And we thank you for it, because only you, O Heavenly Father, are the giver of life, O God. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the bereaved families. We pray for Deborah, O Heavenly Father, who lost her son, that we have been praying and pressing in for. But, Father, he is resting with you now. So we ask that you be a hedge of protection and strengthen Deborah as she goes through the process of bereavement. Lord, we want to make sure that we give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, we ask that you just continue to be with our entire TMC family, Father. You know every need, Father. You know the things that we won't even say to other people, Lord, but we bring them to you and we place them at your feet and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. If you want to hear the playback of this call today, you should put it on your social media so that people can understand that we need to draw near to God. You can call 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. And today's guests are on the MMC call are going to be none other than Diamond President King Reggie and Queen Victoria Flanagan. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us this morning. And Minister Kalen, thank you, thank you, thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with just such Jesus joy. So I'll now turn the call back over to Minister Rosalind for our benediction.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. Amen and amen.